Good day and welcome to the joint press conference of Munich Re Group and HBSC Limited conference calls. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Dr. Niklaus von Bomhard. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good day. Good afternoon here from Delhi. Thank you for joining our telephone conference here. As you have already seen our press release, we start immediately with two statements, first of our Munich Re CEO, Niklaus von Bomhard, and then from the HDFC Limited Chairman, Deepak Parekh. And they will share their views on this exciting news with you. Also at the table are KK Mistry, Vice Chairman of HDFC, Renu Kanar, Joint Manager of HDFC Limited, as well as our ERGO Board Member, Klaus Fleming, and ERGO International Board Member, Andreas Kleiner. So, Mr. von Bomhard, please.
Thank you for this kind introduction. First of all, I have to apologize. We are slightly behind schedule. The reason being that we just solemnly could sign our joint declaration in the context of the Indo-German Business Forum in the presence of our Chancellor, Mrs. Angela Merkel, and the Indian Minister for the Industry and Development, Mr. Kamal Nath. Well, we, of course, all of us here around the table are extremely pleased with the outcome. We could now sign a shareholders' agreement of the two groups to build up a joint venture company for non-life business in India. And I may say that we took all the time necessary to very thoroughly prepare our agreement. And that may also be a brandmark of the business going forward, a very solid company. And thanks to the wonderful reputation, I know that the ERGO Group is extremely proud to be partnering with HDFC, because HDFC, along with the wonderful reputation, brings deep know-how of the financial services industry in India to the table, has an enormous distribution strength, and is also experienced in handling international joint ventures. We, of course, from the ERGO side, will have to do a lot to match these wonderful talents, and what we think we could bring to the table is, first of all, the utmost insurance know-how in the broadest sense. It means for each and every link of the value chain in insurance, we should and could be challenged, and I think if we join the forces here in India, we will make the best, and that means tapping into the enormous potential of the insurance industry jointly, HDFC and the ERGO Group together. And one last remark from my side before Mr. Parekh will take over has to do with the question of, can one be present in one market both on the primary insurance and reinsurance side? We say yes, because we keep these two entities, these two businesses, completely separately in the Munich Re Group. The only one who really can present both is either me or our CFO, and all the rest of our managers and our employees work for either one. And between the two, there is what one calls in China, the Chinese walls, in Germany as well. I don't know how you call it in India.
Okay. We also call it as Chinese walls. Again, let me, on behalf of HDFC, apologize for making you wait, but the formal ceremonies got a bit delayed, and hence we could not come earlier at the stipulated time. We at HDFC are delighted today that we've been able to sign a joint venture agreement with ERGO International. In non-life insurance in India is totally at its nascent stage. India is underinsured, totally underinsured. The penetration levels are 0.6% of GDP, which is one of the lowest in any emerging countries or developing countries. So we feel that with our brand name, our customer base, and a large distribution network that we have, we will jointly be able to sell non-life insurance products to the corporate sector as well as personal lines to the retail public. And as I said, we are very happy that ERGO agreed to be our partner. We are now applying to the Insurance Regulatory Development Authority for permission to approve this joint venture agreement. It may be a formality, but we still have to go through it, because we have kept the regulator informed, but the formal application will be made tomorrow.
So, thank you very much, Mr. Parekh. And now we can go ahead with the question and answer session. Please go ahead, ask your questions.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a phone with a mute function, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone to ask a question. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself by pressing star 2. We'll pause for just a moment to give everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We'll now take our first question from Ulrich Dauer from Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. I just have one, two questions. You said in August that you're seeking further joint venture partners in India. Is that it now, or are you still on the lookout? Thank you.
We are still on the lookout because the missing part of the mosaic is now live. We have accomplished the joint venture for the health business, which we launched in August when I made the statement. Now we have completed non-life. We are very happy about that. And the missing part now is only life, and we are well on the way with our negotiations.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Christian Kramer from Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I have two questions. First one is really a follow-up on Ulrike Dauer. And can you give like a timetable for your search for a partner in life business? And the second question is, you now have 26% in the joint venture. Is that it, or do you have an option or a possibility to raise that stake?
The first one is for me. The second one is for Mr. Parekh. My wish, and I said that in the Indian press conference just a couple of minutes ago, my wish would be if I had one free that we can finalize the negotiations still in this year. This is ambitious, but I may have my wishes.
On your second question, I would say that as you are aware, the present regulatory restrictions are there where foreign insurance companies, whether they are in life or non-life, cannot acquire more than 26% equity in any Indian insurance company. So presently, Ergo International will have 26%, but there is a clause in the agreement that if and when the government increases the limit, Ergo International can go up to 49%.
Does this answer your question? I think so. Have we other questions?
No, that was very good. Thanks.
Okay.
We have a further question from Antje Kulrich from Börsen-Zeitung. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I have two questions. Could you give us a short overview of the Indian non-life sector, who are the three top players? And could you describe your aims concerning the premiums with the joint venture?
I think Mr. Parekh just mentioned that the general insurance is very underpenetrated in India, and he did give some numbers that it's only 0.6% of our GDP compared to life, which is at 4%. So I think there is, between us, we think that there is a great market there waiting for us to tap. If you know a little about the Indian insurance industry, till a few years ago it was nationalized. It was just opened up about 6-7 years ago. And since then, the private sector, we have about 17 companies which are now in the insurance sector. Of course, not all of them in the non-life. There are 17 of them in the non-life sector, and they today command about 35% of the market share. And so there is the other 65% which is waiting for us to get. So we think that the outlook is very, very positive. And the Indians are very underinsured. For, you know, if you ask me, I didn't have a house insurance till 2 years ago, till we had the tsunami. So we think the market is great, and together we should be able to do a good job.
Well, if I may add a little, the total insurance premium paid by companies and individuals is only a little under $7 billion last year. $7 billion, as Renu said, 35% of it is done by private sector. 65% of it done is still dominated by the public sector.
You also had a question on who are the dominant players. Mm-hmm. The largest one currently is ICICI Lombard, followed by Reliance General. These are the two which today are the two large ones. And very soon, I think in the next 5 years, we expect to be in the top three. Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Kanal. Are there further questions?
Yes, there's a further question from Stefan Rukamp from FAZ. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. I'd like to know, could you give any information about the capitalization of the joint venture and the price you paid for the stake?
No, because capitalization, of course, you can look up because the balance sheet isn't a secret, but the price will not be published until we have a full approval of the regulatory body.
Could you give any hint or something? The range or...
The current capital of the company is 1.25 billion rupees, which would be about 30 million US dollars.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We have a follow-up question now from Ulrika Dauer from Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe it got lost on the in the transmission. So you're expecting another life joint venture to be completed by the end of the year, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder...
Are there further questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. It appears we have no further questions at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your participation, and have a good day. You may now disconnect.